The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Let's take a look at our first reading today. Our first reading, mysterious first reading, from the book of the prophet Daniel, because the first reading is a great example of apocalyptic literature. Now, when you hear the word apocalyptic, you probably think about the end of the world. And that's not necessarily accurate, at least as far as literature is concerned, because there was a kind of literature that was known as apocalyptic, and this was a very popular style of writing for about 500 years, from about 200 BC, give or take, to about 300 AD, highly symbolic style of writing. Everything symbolizes something, and if you don't understand the context, well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So let me give you just a little bit of the context of the first reading. It's the prophet Daniel speaking to the Israelite people in a time of persecution and trying to console them by looking first to the past, then to the future. First he looks to the past, and he recalls that Israel has been ruled by four tyrannical foreign powers: the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. And Daniel symbolizes each one of these four with a terrible beast. First, a winged lion. Then, a bear with three tusks. Then, a winged leopard. Finally, some kind of horrible beast with 10 horns. And Daniel notices that all these beasts fade away. They all fade away, no matter how powerful they were. So he looks to the future. In words that probably sound familiar to all of us, as the visions in the night continued, I saw one like a son of man riding on the clouds of heaven. He received dominion, glory, and kingship, a kingship that shall not be destroyed. Jesus himself used those words to refer to himself when he was on trial on Good Friday, on Holy Thursday night, before the Sanhedrin. Now, Daniel didn't know that Jesus would do that. He didn't know who Jesus would become. But Daniel uses these words to assure the Israelites that no matter how terrible a persecution or tribulation might seem, don't worry. All tribulations fade away. We believe that too. But we can take it a step further. Not only do all tribulations fade away and God ultimately will reign, we believe that God reigns right now. Jesus refers to the fig tree in the gospel. Why does Jesus refer to a fig tree? Well, a fig tree bore fruit right after Passover. Do you know what happened right after Passover? Right after Passover, that's when Jesus rises from the dead. Now, no one knows that as Jesus speaks those words, but they will. And it's a way of saying that the kingdom of God is already in your midst. Now, the kingdom of God in this world, it seems like a very weak thing. It seems like a very fragile thing. Weak the way that David appeared to be before Goliath, or Daniel appeared to be before the lion's den, or the way the infant Jesus appeared to be before mighty King Herod, or the apostles before the might of the Roman Empire. It appears to be weak and insignificant when in fact it's all powerful. God always wins.
The power of evil only appears to rule in this world. The kingdom of God might work in silence and hiddenness, but it's invincible. It always wins. I was on a hike. There's a hike I like to do out in Montana. And along this hike, several decades ago, there was some kind of terrible rock slide and these enormous boulders. And just picture boulders half the size of a school bus, right, rolled down the tops of these rocky mountains. And as you're hiking along, you come to this one boulder split in half by a pine tree. And you look at that boulder and you realize somewhere back along the line, some little pine cone fell and some little seed took root. And the moment that seed took root, the boulder was finished. No matter how solid and powerful it appeared to be, the moment that seed took root, the boulder was finished. The moment the kingdom of God took root in this world, the power of evil was finished. The question we need to ask ourselves is, has the kingdom of God taken root in your life yet? You know, you look at the great, big, powerful secular world with all of its might and all of its power. How do you respond to that? Do you respond in fear or in dread or in anger? Don't. Stop it. It's perfectly natural responses to look upon the power of the world like that, but we need to do a step better. We've got faith. We need to look at it supernaturally. If anything, look at all the people who are dedicating their lives fighting for something which must inevitably lose. Pray for their conversion. Now that's a supernatural outlook. Remember what Jesus said. The kingdom of heaven has taken root. The kingdom of heaven is in your midst. Let that be an anchor of faith for troubled times. Amen.